Goose is Block's open source AI agent. Apache 2, 27K plus GitHub stars, desktop app plus CLI plus API, model agnostic across 25 plus providers. Its differentiator is recipes, version-controlled YAML workflows your team can commit to Git and share. It lags Cursor and Claude code on interactive polish, but nothing else in this tier lets you define composable multi-agent workflows and check them into your repo. Most Goose reviews frame it as yet another Claude code or Clean alternative, a free BYOK agent that happens to support MCP. That's the wrong frame. The actual distinction is this: every other agent in this space is built around the session as the fundamental unit of work. You open a session, do a task, close it. Goose is built around the recipe as the fundamental unit of work. You encode a workflow with its providers, extensions, sub-agent topology, and instructions into a YAML file that lives in Git. Your whole team runs the same workflow every time with the same results. That's a different tool with a different target user. And understanding that distinction is what this review is actually about. What Goose actually does well. One, recipes, version-controlled agent workflows. Goose recipes are YAML files that package a complete agent configuration. The system prompt, which extensions MCP servers are loaded, which provider and model to use, any parameters the user can fill in, retry logic, and a structured response schema. A recipe can call other recipes as subrecipes. Each subrecipe runs as its own isolated agent with its own configuration. The whole graph is declarative and lives in Git. GitHub, if Goose Goose here is what a minimal recipe looks like. Run it with Goose Run Recipe Security Audit, YAML. The same recipe runs on your laptop, your teammate's machine, and in CI, same agent, same tools, same behavior. No per-developer setup drift. This is operationally significant. Teams that run Aider or Clean sessions today are encoding workflow knowledge in their heads, not in their repos. Recipes make that knowledge explicit, shareable, and reviewable in pull requests like any other code. 2. MCP first from day one. Goose was an early MCP adopter and built its entire extension model around the protocol. It ships with 70 plus built-in extensions, and the community has published over 1,700 MCP servers covering GitHub, Google Drive, Jira, Kubernetes, Playwright browser automation, Slack, databases, and more. All things open. Meet Goose. The practical effect is that Goose can cross system boundaries in a single session without glue code. A recipe that audits your open GitHub issues, checks the CI status of the relevant PRs, queries your Jira board for priority, and writes a triage report commits all of that coordination to Git as a reusable workflow, not a one-off prompt. Goose also ships MCP apps, interactive UI components that render directly inside the chat panel. Instead of a tool returning a raw JSON dump of your database schema, an MCP app can render it as a filterable table with checkboxes. Instead of a config wizard dumping instructions, it renders a form. This is the most forward-looking UI model in the open source agent space right now. See our MCP 2026 roadmap explained for why interactive MCP extensions are the next competitive moat. 3. Subagents with real isolation. Goose subagents run in isolated sessions with their own context windows, extension sets, and turn limits. The parent agent delegates work using delegate or load tool calls and receive structured JSON summaries back. If a subagent fails, the parent gets a failed task result rather than a crashed session. Goose subagent's documentation, a typical parallel subagent invocation, looks like this from the parent agent's perspective. Goose spawns one subagent per file group, each with a bounded turn budget, and aggregates results. The execution summary returns task IDs, status, results, and wall clock time per task. This is the pattern the AI Coding Agent Workflow Primitives Guide covers under parallel worktree execution. Goose is one of the few open source agents where it works reliably without custom scaffolding. 4. Ambient mode and multi-surface runtime. Goose ships 4 interaction surfaces in 2026. Desktop app, macOS, Windows, Linux. GUI chat panel with session history and MCP app rendering CLI, REPL. Interactive terminal session, named sessions, resumable ambient mode. At Goose, do this in any terminal, single shot, no session entry API slash ACP. JSON-RPC daemon mode for embedding into VS Code, JetBrains, Cursor, Windsurf, Zed, or any ACP-compatible editor ambient mode is the sleeper feature. You're in a normal terminal workflow, reading logs, running tests, and you can fire at goose, summarize what changed in these 15 log lines, without context switching into a chat interface. It treats Goose as an inline tool rather than a separate application. PulseMCP, building agents with Goose 5. Neutral governance under the Linux Foundation in December 2025, Block contributed Goose to the Linux Foundation's Agentic AI Foundation, AAIF, alongside Anthropic's MCP and OpenAI's agents, MD Standard. Mark Nuri, Goose on Machine AI agent. The backing organizations include Oz, Anthropic, Google, Microsoft, and OpenAI, which gives Goose a governance story that no other open source coding agent in this list can match. For enterprise procurement teams asking, what happens to this tool if the vendor pivots? Goose now has the same answer as Linux: foundation governed, community maintained, no single company kill switch. That's a real procurement advantage over Block Solo or Kleinbot Inc. Where Goose breaks out of box experience is still rough the honest summary from the GitHub issues. File duplication, the agent writing markdown fences around raw file content instead of the content itself, and files being recreated from scratch instead of edited in place, destroying undo history. GitHub discussion 6801, these are not edge cases. They are reported by developers using Goose with the default developer extension on basic coding tasks. The Feb APRA 2026 roadmap explicitly acknowledges this. Goose should work exceptionally well out of the box. A new user should be able to install Goose on a supported OS and immediately get useful work done, without understanding MCP servers, providers, models, or configuration files. GitHub roadmap discussion 6973, that goal remains aspirational. Goose today rewards developers who configure it carefully. It frustrates developers who install it and expect cursor-style polish. No change except UI Client shows you every pending file edit with a diff and a one-click approve reject. Claude Code shows pending changes and requires explicit confirmation for destructive actions. Goose has no equivalent. File edits happen immediately when the agent decides to write. There is no accept reject layer between the agent's decision and your file system. For interactive coding on a code base you care about, this is a real risk. The standard mitigation is to commit before every Goose session so you have a clean Git checkpoint to revert to. But that workflow discipline should be built into the tool, not left to the user. Subagent model compatibility. GAP subagents work reliably with Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 4x and Opus models. On GPT 4.1, the subagent spawning fails silently. The parent agent attempts to delegate, but receives no result. What makes Goose different? This creates a confusing failure mode if you switch to a cheaper model mid-session. Features that worked in your morning session stop working in the afternoon without an obvious error message. More broadly, Goose's feature set is not uniformly available across all 25-plus supported providers. MCP apps, subagent delegation, and ambient mode all behave differently depending on the model's tool calling implementation. The documentation does not clearly flag which features require which provider capabilities. Recipe authoring has a steep learning curve. The recipe format is powerful, but requires understanding Goose's extension architecture before you can write a non-trivial recipe. You need to know which extensions map to which MCP servers, how the delegate and load tool calls interact with the summon extension, and how subrecipes inherit or override the parent's extension set. Adam, Immel, stop building agents, start harnessing Goose. None of this is documented in one place. You assemble it from the docs, the GitHub examples, and community blog posts. For teams that need recipes to pay off quickly, plan for 2-4 days of setup and experimentation before the first team shareable recipe is reliable enough to commit. Set up Goose for production. 10 steps 1. Download the app or CLI, visit Goose, Block, Zeise for the desktop app, macOS, Windows, Linux. For CLI only, curl fssl bash. 2. Configure your provider, run Goose configure, select add provider. Choose Anthropic, OpenAI, OpenRouter, Google, or any OpenAI-compatible endpoint. Goose also accepts existing GitHub Copilot and Cursor credentials as providers, no additional API key required. 3. Set your default model, Claude Sonnet 4.6 for balanced cost quality, Claude Opus 4.7 for complex reasoning, DeepSeek Chat via OpenRouter for cost-optimized automation runs. 4. Enable the developer extension, Goose Configure Right Arrow Add Extension Right Arrow built in Right Arrow Developer. This grants file read-write, shell execution, and code running capabilities. 5. Add an MCP server, Goose Configure Right Arrow Add Extension Right Arrow command line extension. Enter your server command, e.g., npx at model-context-protocol/server-github for GitHub, or browse the Goose extension registry for pre-configured servers. 6. Commit before every session, Goose has no change except UI. Run git add and git commit m, pre-Goose checkpoint, before any Goose session on code you care about. This is the single most important safety habit. 7. Start a named session, Goose session name my project for resumable work. Goose session list to see history. Goose session resume my project to continue where you left off. 8. Write a minimal recipe, create Goose code review, YAML in your project root with your provider, model, extensions, and instructions. Run it once in a test directory to verify the output before sharing. 9. Try ambient mode without entering a session. At Goose, what files changed in the last commit and what do the diffs say about risk? Use ambient mode for quick one-shot queries during normal terminal work. 10. Commit your recipes to Git, add Goose, YAML to your repo. This makes your team's agent workflows version-controlled, PR-reviewable, and runnable without per-developer configuration. Real-world workflow examples 1. Weekly dependency audit via Recipe Plus, subagents a fintech team at a mid-sized startup needed a weekly dependency audit. Check all package. JSON files across a monorepo, flag direct dependencies with known CVEs, and produce a markdown report committed to a security audit YYYYMMDDMD branch. They wrote a Goose recipe that spawns one subagent per service directory. Each subagent reads the package, JSON, checks versions against a custom MCP server wrapping the OSV API, and returns a structured JSON result. The parent agent aggregates results into a markdown report and calls the developer extension to write the file. The entire recipe runs in CI on a cron, no human in the loop, until a human reviews the generated PR. The key insight: the workflow is repeatable because it is a recipe, not a prompt they remember to run. New team members run the same audit the same way. The audit logic is reviewed in Git like any other code. 2. Ambient mode for log triage. During an incident, a backend team had an on-call engineer who kept tab switching from their terminal to a chat interface during incidents. They set up ambient mode so the engineer could run, no session to enter, no chat interface to open. Goose reads the log pattern matches using the developer extension and returns a summary inline in the terminal. The engineer stays in their incident workflow. Total interaction, 8 seconds. This is the practical case for ambient mode that no other agent in the open source tier has matched. Clean requires VS code. Aider requires an interactive terminal session. Claude code requires entering the chat REPL. Goose ambient runs in your existing shell. 3. Multi-session newsletter workflow with named sessions. The Pulse MCP newsletter team published a detailed example of using Goose recipes to run a multi-stage newsletter pipeline. Sourcer recipe. Spawn subagents. One per GitHub repo, each with a GitHub MCP server to collect open issues and PRs matching their criteria. Writing raw data files to a local dump directory organizer recipe. Reads all dump files, deduplicates, categorizes, and writes a structured links. MD outline composer session, a named interactive session where the editor finalizes copy from the structured outline each stage, is a committed YAML file. Each stage is independently runnable and testable. The whole pipeline processes 150 plus GitHub issues in a single run. No custom code, just recipes, MCP servers, and the developer extension. Goose versus Aider. Choosing your open source agent, Aider and Goose are the two most capable open source agent options for developers who don't want to pay Cursor or Claude Code subscription prices. They make opposite foundational bets about what the agent's core job is. The atomic unit of work is different. Aider thinks in Git commits. Every edit is a commit. Every session is a branch you review, revert, or cherry pick. For developers who want AI assistance that slots into an existing Git workflow with a clean audit trail, Aider's model is elegant and disciplined. Goose thinks in workflows. The atomic unit is the recipe, a reusable, composable task graph. For developers building repeatable automation, Goose's model is more expressive. MCP is the clearest functional split. Aider has no MCP support as of mid-2026, by design. The Aider team focuses on Git integration and model agnosticism, and explicitly does not intend to add tool orchestration. Aider FAQ: if you need an agent that can query your issue tracker, check your database schema, run browser automation, or push to Slack in the same session, Aider is not the tool. Goose, with its 1,700-plus community MCP servers, is. See our MCP 2026 roadmap explained for why this gap is widening, not closing. Token efficiency favors Aider. Aider uses 4.2 times fewer tokens than Claude Code on equivalent tasks. Morphel LM AI coding agent analysis Goose is not independently benchmarked on token efficiency, but its multi-tool, multi-MCP call architecture is inherently more token-heavy than Aider's focused file edit model. For developers with tight LLM budgets doing primarily code editing, Aider's lean design is a real cost advantage. Interactive coding quality is also Aider's lead. Aider's architect editor mode, a planning model that reasons about approach and a cheaper coding model that writes the diffs, is one of the best structured approaches to complex multi-file tasks in any terminal agent. The auto accept architect flag, default true since V0.83, makes it frictionless. Goose's equivalent is a recipe with subagents, which works but requires more setup to achieve the same separation. Repeatability and team workflows are Goose's lead. Aider has no equivalent to recipes. Once an Aider session ends, the workflow exists only in your command history. Goose recipes are the only mechanism in any open source agent for encoding a workflow once, committing it to Git, and having every team member run the same agent behavior reliably. For teams building internal automation, audits, code generation pipelines, reporting workflows, this is a decisive advantage. The bottom line: choose Aider if you're doing focused code editing and refactoring, want Git atomic commits, and need token efficiency. Choose Goose if you need MCP ecosystem access, want repeatable team shareable workflows, or are building automation that goes beyond editing code files. For the full tool selection matrix across all 7 CLI agents, see our 7 CLI comparison and the AI coding agents buyer's guide. When not to use Goose, don't use it for fast interactive development. If your workflow is 20 plus short tasks per day, write a function, check the output, adjust, the absence of a change except UI, and the setup overhead of Goose sessions add friction that compounds at scale. Cursor, Claude Code, or even Klein with its Plan Act Flow give you faster interactive loops with better change review. Don't use it when Git atomic commits are a compliance requirement. Goose edits files without automatic commits. If your team's audit trail requires every AI edit to be a separate, reviewable commit with a sensible message, Aider's commit per edit model is purpose-built for that need. Goose can be disciplined into this pattern with manual Git commits inside sessions, but it requires developer enforcement rather than tool enforcement. Don't use it as a one-person productivity tool if you haven't invested in recipe authoring. The recipes model pays off at team scale and over repeated runs. For a solo developer doing one-off coding tasks, Goose's setup cost, provider configuration, MCP server setup, recipe authoring, ambient mode configuration does not pay back within a single project. Aider installs in one command. Claude Code authenticates with your existing Anthropic account. Goose takes 20 minutes of configuration before the first useful session. Don't use GPT 4.1 with subagents. Model-specific compatibility gaps affect Goose more than agents with tighter model integration. Verify your chosen model supports Goose's tool calling behavior for subagents and MCP apps before building a team workflow around it. Frequently asked questions: is Goose free to use in 2026? Goose itself is free. The desktop app, CLI, and API are Apache 2 open source with no markup. You pay your LLM provider directly. On Claude Sonnet 4.6, expect 3.8 per hour of heavy use. On local Llama models, Goose is completely free. Goose also accepts your existing GitHub Copilot or Cursor subscription as a provider, so if you already pay for either, you add no incremental model cost. How does Goose compare to Claude Code? Claude Code leads on interactive coding quality, 80.9% SWE bench verified, and is the stronger pick for hard multi-file refactors or problems that demand frontier coding ability. Goose leads on workflow repeatability recipes, extensibility, 1,700 plus MCP servers, and model portability, 25 plus providers versus Claude Code's Anthropic only default. The AI Coding Agent's Buyer's Guide has a full side-by-side matrix. What are Goose recipes and why do they matter? Recipes are YAML files that encode a complete agent workflow. System prompt, extensions, MCP servers, provider and model settings, retry logic, and structured output schema. They compose into subrecipes, each running as an isolated agent with its own configuration. Recipes live in Git, making repeatable agent workflows version-controlled and team-shareable. No other open-source agent has an equivalent. Does Goose support MCP in 2026? Yes, MCP is Goose's primary extension model. Goose ships with 70-plus built-in extensions, and the community has published over 1,700 MCP servers. Goose also supports MCP apps, interactive UI components, forms, tables, config wizards, rendered directly in the chat panel. For context on why MCP is the right bet for the long term, see MCP 2026 Roadmap Explained. Can Goose run headlessly in CI/CD pipelines? Yes. Goose run recipe my recipe, YAML runs a recipe headlessly in any CI environment. For IDE integration, Goose exposes itself over ACP agent client protocol, connecting to VSCode, JetBrains, Zed, Cursor, and Windsurf without vendor-specific plugins. Named sessions persist state between runs, so a recipe can be interrupted and resumed across CI job boundaries. Knowledge check, what is the primary reason to use Goose over Aider for team workflows? A, Goose has higher SWE bench benchmark scores than Aider. B, Goose recipes let you encode repeatable agent workflows in YAML, commit them to Git, and share them across your team. C, Goose is cheaper to run because it uses fewer tokens per session. D, Goose has better change accept UI for reviewing file edits before they are written. Correct answer. B, recipes are Goose's defining differentiator, the only mechanism in any open source agent for encoding a workflow once and having every team member run the same behavior from a committed YAML file. Ready to go deeper? Our course / AI Coding Agents Production 2026. Course covers Goose, Aider, Cline, and Claude Code in side-by-side exercises, including a module on recipe authoring that walks through a production-grade multi-agent audit pipeline from scratch. The AI Coding Agent Workflow Primitives Guide covers subagent isolation, parallel execution patterns, and the checkpoint resume model that all four agents use differently.